The wait builds in quiet moments. A woman sits across from a partner who cannot name his own fear, so she absorbs it. She listens, steadies him, solves problems he never learned to face. The drain slows her step long before she notices it. By the time she tries to speak about her own load, her voice is already tired. The work is invisible. It is unpaid. It is expected. The home becomes a place where one person carries the emotional structure for two. When she falters, the whole system shakes. This is the tension that runs through many relationships today. Women pushed into the role of counselor, regulator, healer. Men allowed to lean without learning to stand. The question sits heavy. How did this imbalance become normal? And what is the cost when love turns into labor? Chapter 1. The Quiet Shift. The pressure starts where most people never look. Conversations drift toward his fears, his failures, his moods. She notices how often she steps in to keep the peace. He says he is stressed. She starts fixing the stress. She becomes the buffer between him and the world. The change arrives without a clear moment. It is a slow pull toward responsibility she never agreed to hold. Research over the past decade shows a clear pattern. Women take on most emotional labor in relationships. The work includes holding space for conflict, remembering the things that keep a household stable, and managing the temperature of the relationship. It is not framed as a job, yet it demands attention every day. Many women enter partnerships expecting support. What they receive instead is the role of caretaker for a partner's inner world. The imbalance is rarely intentional. Many men grow up without the language or tools to handle strong emotion. They learn to hide it, then expect their partner to translate it. She becomes interpreter and protector. He becomes reliant. She tries to stay steady. The load grows. The first destabilizing moment often comes when she realizes she has stopped expressing her own needs. She listens to him at length, but when she speaks, the conversation shifts back to his distress. The pattern teaches her to shrink her feelings to avoid conflict. She starts telling herself her problems can wait. She becomes the strong one because she has to. Over time, her energy drains. She starts to feel the difference between love and labor. Love flows. Labor pulls. Tasks replace connection. She manages moods instead of sharing life. Her care keeps the relationship from breaking apart, yet she no longer feels held by the same care she gives. The truth sits hard. Emotional labor does not disappear. It transfers. Someone carries it. When one person refuses the work, the partner shoulders everything. The weight becomes part of her posture. The chapter turns when she tries to set a boundary. She asks him to handle his own stress. He hears it as rejection. He accuses her of not caring enough. She stands there tired and steady. He stands there hurt and confused. The gap between them stretches. She sees how deep the imbalance runs. Chapter 2. The Slow Breakdown. She holds her line for the first time. The result is a pressure she did not expect. He grows distant. He complains she is acting cold. He tests the boundary to see if she will return to the old pattern. The tension thickens inside the home. She feels herself pulled between maintaining the relationship and pleasure. Sociologists describe this stage as emotional overload. The partner doing all the work begins to crack. Her patience shortens. Her body carries the strain. Sleep becomes harder. Small disagreements turn into larger fights, because every moment now touches the core imbalance. She is tired of being the fixer. He is startled by the shift. The midpoint strikes during a conversation, meant to calm things down. She explains she feels exhausted by the constant responsibility. He responds with another list of his struggles. He does not hear the weight in her voice. He hears only a threat to the support he is used to receiving. The pattern exposes itself. Interviews with hundreds of women reveal the same dynamic. When a woman steps back from emotional labor, the partnership enters a fragile stage. The man must confront his own unprocessed issues. Many do not know how. Others withdraw. A few start to learn. The outcome depends on willingness, not love. Her world narrows to a countdown. She watches how he handles daily stress. She sees no change. He waits for her to pick up the pieces again. She refuses. The silence between them grows sharp. She senses the truth forming, but she does not want to name it yet. The trap tightens when his frustration turns into pressure. He accuses her of being the cause of the distance. He frames her boundary as harm. The reversal lands hard. She realizes he expects her to carry not only his feelings, but also the blame when she stops. The manipulation is subtle, but its effect is clear. The emotional weight has become a cage. She reaches out to trusted friends. Their responses shake her. They say the pattern is common. Many women feel like untrained therapists in their relationships. They share stories of burnout, withdrawal, and resentment that grew from the same imbalance. She thought she was alone. She is not. What began as love now feels like a test. If she holds the boundary, she risks the relationship. If she releases it, she loses herself. The pressure builds toward a point she can no longer postpone. Chapter 3. The Cost of Carrying. The shift happens in the early hours of the morning. She wakes with a heavy chest and a clear thought. The relationship cannot continue unless the weight is shared. She decides to speak without softening the truth. She has spent months protecting his feelings. She will not protect them today. Her voice is steady when she explains the cost. She tells him she feels drained. She tells him she cannot be his emotional support system, while her own needs sit untouched. She lays out the pattern with calm detail. She gives him the chance to respond. His reaction reveals everything. Instead of acknowledging the imbalance, he turns the conversation back to fear. He asks what will happen to him if she stops helping. He worries about losing her. He does not address the work she has been doing for years. His focus remains centered on himself. The final break arrives without shouting. She listens to him describe his anxiety, knowing she cannot carry it anymore. She speaks the line she has held back. She tells him she will not be the therapist in the relationship. The silence that follows lands like concrete. Studies on emotional labor show the aftermath clearly. When the load is removed from the partner who carried it, their strength returns. Their energy rises. Their sense of self repairs. She feels the first breath of that freedom as the conversation ends. She is not left, but she has stepped out of the role that kept her trapped. He faces a choice now: learn to manage his own emotions or lose the relationship built on her labor. She does not try to guide him. She steps back. For the first time, the work is his. The aftermath settles slowly. She rebuilds her routines. She focuses on her well-being. She releases responsibility for fixing every emotional moment in the home. She understands now that love is shared work, not one person holding both sides. The final cost stands clear. Carrying someone else's emotional world will break you if they refuse to carry their own. She survived by putting down the weight.